UFOs are, of course, the nuclear threat, and yet I can see that we've had the longest period in the history of, in the last centuries, the longest period without a major war. We've been, what, 40 years now? It was 25 years before that, and before that other wars. Of course, there have been a lot of minor things. The only thing one can say that has been that has been the fear of nuclear war that has kept the two superpowers away from each other. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's had its effect. What's going to be in the future, I don't know. I don't look for automatic vacuum cleaners that will run around the house and clean the house, or automatic potato peelers, which will take potatoes and turn them into a dish for the dining table. I think we've done pretty well in mechanical contrivances for our ease and pleasure. Certainly, we have in many of manufacturing ways. We've made robots, but when you stop and think of the time it would take to program a robot to change a simple thing, just like scratching the back of your neck. You don't have to program your arm to do it. You just reach up and scratch the back of your neck or wherever you want to. But just think what a robot, you'd have to, the time it would take to program a robot to do something simple like that. And you can carry that on into any manufacturing operation you want. We will use robots. We will get simpler devices. We will enjoy maybe more of the luxuries of life. The senses of hearing, of seeing, of music, of art, and so on. I think whether we can learn to enjoy things more by greater mechanical devices, I don't know. We have our television, which brings us so much, and our stereo photographic equipment and so on, which brings us so much of our senses. I don't know how we're going to improve life. We certainly have in my in my lifetime, and I could only hope that the next 80 years of life will bring as many great things which I can't conceive of. But I can't be that optimistic to believe that they're going to be.
One last thing, then. What would you say to the young person entering the chemical engineering profession today? What is in store in the profession?
Well, I think the professors will take care of what the young fellow has to study, and all I can tell him is he wants to be very lucky, as I have been.
Is there anything else that you think of?
I could go on forever. I have tried to think of things which were concerned to history and other people and so on, but I haven't done so well on that.
Well, perhaps what we can do is, after we put these three transcripts together, if there are a number of topics on your list, we could come back and
talk more
about them.
Good. Well, let's see. You were going to send me the second.
You have a copy of the second.
Oh, that's right. The second. This one here might take 6 months or so to...
No, I hope not. So I would like to thank you very, very much again.
Okay.
That was a pleasant afternoon.
You're driving now?